Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen, and this is Medicine Walk. And today we're broadcasting from home. I'm here at my cabin. And I tweeted something this morning, and I've actually gotten a lot of reaction to it. So I wanted to talk a little bit more about it. It's an idea that when we have somebody who is having a problem, and if it's somebody we love, it's somebody we care about, and we are always able to figure out some way. I mean, if somebody you love is looking at you and, you know, they've got fear in their face and they're really upset, we always find a way to say, okay, calm down. It's going to be fine. We're going to make it through this. And we can be encouraging and we can come up with ideas and we can problem solve. And it's amazing how much easier that is to do for other people than it is to do for ourselves. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So hello, and I hope that you're having a wonderful week. I hope you're having a wonderful day, morning, afternoon, or evening, depending on where you are in the world. So when we are faced with a problem, when something just kind of overwhelms us, it's really easy to lose track of how to solve it because you're in it. And when you're stuck in something, when there's emotion attached, when there's fear attached, when there's, you know, really maybe some poor self-esteem, maybe some real questioning of your ability to make good choices, often, once we find ourselves in a mess, it's real easy to blame ourselves for it and to decide that we can't trust our own judgment. And that's too bad because, yeah, sometimes we mess up. Sometimes we make poor choices. Sometimes we decide things that we really, in hindsight, shouldn't have chosen. And the only way we can know better now is because we didn't know better then, because we made the mistakes we did. The mistakes that you make today are going to make you a better decision maker tomorrow. So I want to try to cut out that whole idea that if you made a bad choice once, that you can't trust your own choices. You can. You learned from what happened. You learned, you know, what works and what doesn't. Now, maybe if you know, you didn't learn it quite as good as you could, yeah, maybe that gets repeated. But the most important thing is to realize that you've got a lot more sense, you're a lot wiser than you think, you know, you're a lot better than you give yourself credit for sometimes. We all are. I mean, present company included. I often, you know, find myself going, wow, I really wish I had that decision to make over again. But the thing is, once I made it, now I can deal with it, deal with the consequences, and be able to grow from it. And that's the most important thing, is that we can grow from the things that we choose. So don't beat yourself up, or stop beating yourself up for the choices that you made. And consider what you know. Consider what it is, the information that you have. And one of the things that I did a long time ago, one of the little tricks when I feel like I'm stuck, when I feel like I can't get out of the whatever it is that I feel stuck in that's keeping me from being able to make a confident decision, well, I pretend like I'm solving it for someone else. Because, like I said, we often can get caught up in stuff for ourselves, but if we're trying to be there for somebody, for a friend who needs us, yes, we are going to be there, we're going to comfort, we're going to tell them that everything's okay, and that it's going to be okay, that they're not a bad person for the choices they made, they were just not the best choices, and we can probably start naming off options and things that we could do to be able to correct it. So since I find that I would do that a lot for other people, I decided to do it for myself. And yet imagine that someone I loved came to me with that exact same problem. What would I tell them? What would I suggest to them? Would I tell them, well, forget it, you're doomed? I don't think so. I don't think I would tell them that, well, you made this choice, so you're a bad person. I wouldn't tell them that, you know, well, you know, that's just who you are. I would tell them that, you know, everybody makes mistakes. And the measure of a person is not whether or not they ever make a mistake. It's how they deal with it. Do they learn from it? Do they grow from it? And there's more than enough people out there often who are willing to tell somebody about all the mistakes that they made. And, oh, well, you did this and you did that. You know what? That does not solve anything. It doesn't create a solution. If you've got a situation that you're working with, if you've got a situation that you're dealing with that you really don't like, you know, you may not be too positive on what you want, but you're very clear on what you don't want. So you start from there. You start from there because often that's the easiest place to start. A lot of times people have a very hard time knowing what it is that they want, but they are certain as to what they do not want. And if you're in a situation that you do not want, first off, I'm sorry that you're in that situation. Whether it was something you created or something that someone else did. If you're feeling helpless, if you're feeling hopeless, if you're feeling like you have no power and that you have no control, and you know, if you're just feeling like you're getting sucked under a wave somewhere, I'm sorry. It happens to all of us, and it sucks, and it's scary, and it's hard. And you can trust that there's something inside of you that's saying, yeah, I can do this. There is that little bit of fight that's somewhere inside of you saying, yeah, you know, this is bad, but I've been in worse situations. And if I could get myself out of that, I can get myself out of this. It also says, you know what? There's some folks around who might be able to help out. Not save you, not rescue you. Because the thing is that if this is there, it's there for you to grow from. And yeah, maybe somebody could, you know, pull you out, and maybe somebody could walk in and save the day. And, you know, and we all like that every once in a while. But the thing is that if you count on that, then you're not considering that you are smart enough to do this. You are strong enough. You have a strong enough will. You know, if you've been in this world for a little while, you know, you start getting older, you have a lot of experience. And even if you're younger, you know, maybe you don't have quite as much life experience, but you do have a lot of life experience. So don't sell yourself short. Don't sell your strength short. It's in there. Don't decide that, you know, that you can't do something. You can do anything you want to. You can set your mind to it. And you can focus on it. And maybe it doesn't come out exactly the way you want, but at least what comes out is your choice. Because it's about choice. It's about looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, you know what? I don't care what anybody else says. I'm worthwhile, and what I feel counts. And if I'm going to make a mistake, then it's my mistake. I'm going to learn from it, and I'm going to move forward. Very little in this life ends up going 100% smoothly or 100% what we thought it would be. But the thing is, we can't let go of the idea that what we do is moving us, everything we experience moves us towards learning. It moves us towards growing. It doesn't matter how young or old you are. We're all growing. We're all evolving. We're all changing. And yeah, sometimes it's easier to do that pep talk with somebody else. Unless you practice it, you know, in the mirror, you can give yourself a pep talk in the mirror. And hey, I've done it a few times myself. You know, I live in a small cabin alone, so that means I can walk around and cheer myself and pep talk myself and talk to myself as much as I can, just so I can clear it from within me out. And I talk to people who I know can understand it, can be helpful, can help to encourage me, and to say, you know, well, sometimes maybe the best encouragement is to just, you know, sit with a person and feel bad with them. And that's okay. If somebody's going through something really hard, sometimes about the only thing they need is someone to sit there and for a little bit feel bad with them. Not try to fix it, not try to change it, but just let that person say how much they're hurting and to hear it and to accept it and let them know that it's safe for them to feel that way. I mean, other times it's time for the kick in the butt and, you know, you, it's like, all right, come on, knock it off. You know, you got this, you know, you can do this. Stop acting like you can't. You know, you're better than this. So be better than this. You know, that kind of drill sergeant type of thing. I mean, I grew up raised by, you know, both my parents were military. So, you know, we got a lot of the, it's like, well, you know what? You got a problem to solve. You got something to accomplish. You know, you're going to sit here and be upset? Fine. But then that's not getting your problem solved. So, yeah, you know, the tough love type of, you know, go get 'em tiger type of talk. Whatever it is that you need, whatever it is, because when you're talking to somebody else about their problem, you know them enough to realize, okay, you know, maybe in that moment they need compassion and maybe in that moment they need tough love and to be told, you know what, I'm going to let you settle this yourself. I'm going to let you handle this. So the idea is that what you contribute to someone else, you know, you don't just act without concern for someone's feelings. You don't act without concern for your own feelings. When, you know, you give yourself that little lecture, you give yourself that little, you know, either kick in the butt or hug, you know, you can hug yourself. You can sit and hug yourself. That's okay. But whatever it is that you would do for somebody else, you wouldn't abandon them. I would guess not, if it's someone that you care about. So don't abandon yourself. You can be able to brainstorm. You can brainstorm by yourself, or you can brainstorm with another person. But imagine if your problem were someone else's. You wouldn't leave them hanging. You wouldn't tell them just to feel bad. You wouldn't tell them to just, you know, accept it. You would try to comfort them. You would try to encourage them. You'd try to get them to see that, you know, while, yes, it's lousy right now, but there are possibilities out there. You just have to find them. There's an answer for every problem. You just have to figure out what it is. It doesn't mean that you give them the answer, but it means that you help them figure out what it is. We don't have to think up an answer. We just have to list enough good questions that we can ask ourselves about the situation, including, what is it about this situation that's really upsetting me? What is it about this situation that I can directly influence? What is it about this situation that I cannot influence? And if the part that you can influence weighs less than the part that you can't influence, then you just gotta accept that, okay, I can't change the situation, but I can choose how I respond to it. Because that's what you would do. You would encourage somebody to look as positive on it as they can, to look for the things that are working in the situation. And the things that aren't, the things they don't like, okay, what can you change? What is it that, you know, and you would empower that person. You'd say, hey, don't be afraid to try. Don't be afraid to try to change this. Because if you're too afraid to try to change anything, everything's going to stay the same. Yeah, it's scary. Change is scary. And when you're looking at somebody, whether it's a loved one, a friend, or in the mirror, And you see that hesitance, because we can even see it in ourselves when we're, you know, if you really look in a mirror and you think about something scaring you, you can see what you look like scared. You can see the fear in your own eyes the same way you would see it in somebody else's. And that's not a bad thing. It is very sensible to be scared in a scary situation. That is very sensible to do. So cut yourself some slack. Treat yourself the way you would treat somebody else. The way that you would want someone to treat you. Consider what is the best way for someone to approach you. See, that's another thing you can do. You know, one is to pretend the problem is somebody else's. The other thing is to accept, you know, come from the point of view that it is your problem. But think about what would be the best way for somebody to approach you. What would you want somebody to tell you in that moment? And, yeah, I've got a doot. Not the same as, Ruth. Hi, Ruth. Sounds like that helping others is not the same as doing it for them. You don't do it for them because that robs them of growth. But when helping yourself, you do for yourself and you grow from it. Yes, 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 yes. Ruth. Awesome. And I totally agree. And, oh, by the way, my dear friend Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn. She had called me this morning and said that she would be watching. And hi, Uncle Ron. It's, you know, it really is great when people log in and when, you know, when people ask questions and stuff, because, you know, I really want this to be a community. I want to hear what you guys think. I want to hear, because what happens, and especially because I want to be able to read that out, because that may totally resonate with somebody. We're all in this together. And yes, the reason, or at least part of the reason you're experiencing what you're experiencing, is that there's growth. If we take away that person's opportunity to grow from what they're experiencing, yes, and it may be really uncomfortable, and it may be really hard, but taking away somebody's burden sometimes is one of the worst things that you can do. Now, maybe you can help carry, maybe you can point out some things, and maybe if they are in a really, really hard spot, it's like, you know what, you know, you're lifting something heavy, I'll lift the other end. Because it's good for people to ask for help. The thing is that it shouldn't be a situation where they're saved. You can help somebody, but they need to be able to realize they're strong enough to save themselves. That they're strong enough to be the leader of their you know, idea team. You know, when you have a group of people in a job and everybody's, you know, trying to do something, there's always that team leader. And the team leader, one of the jobs is to motivate. One of the jobs is to keep the project on track. And the other one is to pull the resources and figure out what resources you have. People have so many more resources than they think. And it's just that idea that we're afraid to fail because of what it might mean. You know, we can't be so afraid to fail that we don't try. And like I've said before, there is try. I firmly believe there is try. Because, I mean, how do we know we can do something unless we try? We need to be able to have it be okay to make an attempt. Maybe it doesn't work out as much as you'd like it to, but you learn something from it. And if you're too close to it, it can be hard to think it through, you know, because then you've got adrenaline kicking in. You've got old fears kicking in. You've got all those little things that, you know, chip away at your confidence to be able to handle something. And just because somebody made a mistake once does not mean they're going to make a mistake again. Hopefully it means that they learned something from it. Now, to me, it's not such a big thing of, well, you know, say, trying to not make any mistakes. I'm all for making mistakes. my goal is to try to not make the same mistake too many times. And you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's as far as I can go, is that I will try not to make the exact same mistake too many times. So it's okay. It's okay to try. It's okay not to get it right. It's okay to allow yourself the opportunity to ask for help, as long as you realize that, you know, you still need to be in charge of the project. You should not surrender to anyone, because then, I mean, you know, yeah, there's some people who are really good at stuff and really capable, but the thing is that they got capable because they messed up. They are capable now because they were willing to try and fail and try and fail and try and learn and all of that stuff. That's why people are capable. You know, the people I admire most, you know, will be the first ones to admit, yeah, you know, I messed up plenty of times. That's why I've got the sense that I've got now. So don't worry. You know, it's don't be too quick to surrender yourself to somebody else, because even if it's somebody who means well, their solution may not be the right solution for you. So think about what you would advise. You wouldn't advise somebody else to surrender themselves or surrender their free will. You'd probably tell them, you know, it's like, you know what, you took your shot, you took your swing, here's how you might be able to improve it. Here's how you might get a better outcome. That kind of advice is very, very good. You know, telling people what to do, all it does is disempower. All it does is make them think, you know what, I couldn't have solved this anyway. And the sad part is that they'll never know that they actually could have. And that's the same for us. It's the same when we're dealing with ourselves. If we surrender, if we, oh, okay, we'll let them solve it, then we never get to know that amazing feeling of, yep, it wasn't pretty, but I got it. It wasn't, you know, easy, but I made it happen. It's okay. I believe in you. Whether we've met or not, I believe in you. Because I know that just like me, just like everybody else, you're there doing the best you can with what you've got to work with. And that's all we can do. That's all any of us can do, is the best we can with what we've got to work with. The best we can with the tools that we've got in that moment. Because, you know, that one little moment that we've got right now is all we've got. So make the most of that one moment. Learn the most you can from that one moment. Embrace that one moment, even if it's not what you'd like, because that moment is going to be the one to lead you to another moment that is going to be very, very cool. So lighten up. And if you can't solve it for yourself, imagine that you're solving it for someone else. So thank you for joining me. And I've got to see if I can do something with, there we go. So, and Ruth, thanks for logging in, and I look forward to reading your tweets and stuff. And if you have, if you know, you're on Twitter, go ahead and follow me. I'll follow you back, because I love to see what people are posting. And if you have a Facebook page, or if you have a YouTube channel, let me know. And you know, and I'd be happy to check it out and subscribe. You know, that's how we help each other move forward. So thank you for joining me. And if you like this, if you appreciate it, then you can press that like button, or you can subscribe, because it's wonderful to see the community grow. And also, you can share. You can join up our Facebook page, which is Medicine Walk with Dr. Eileen. And I say our because it is our, because we're a community. Ah, Ruth said, thanks for being here. Thank you, Ruth. for being here too. You know, I'm sure you're out there fighting the good fight and doing the best you can. And you know, I've read some of the stuff that you've posted, and, you know, good job. You know, you're one of the ones helping to make this world better. And you too, Carolyn. I hope you have a wonderful trip. And for everybody else who's watching, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing this time. So, as always, I wish you balance, and I wish you blessings. From my heart to yours. Love you. Hey, it's hot. Stay hydrated. Bye.